Good morning. Nice to see you all. I hope you slept well. But if you didn't, God can make up for it. That was something last night, huh? There's a lot more where that came from. A reading from 2 Corinthians. No, but you can't go to 2 Corinthians for it. Morning. 2 Corinthians 4. Second Corinthians 4, verse 5 says, For we preach not ourselves, preach that, you know, Caruso, the Herald, tell it like it is, as Dr. Burrell says in Living Victoriously, right? We herald, we preach, we tell it like it is, but not ourselves, and that should be quite a relief. We don't preach ourselves, we preach Christ, Jesus the Lord. What are we? We're servants, right? We're not out here selling ourselves, right? We're showing people who God is, what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ accomplished. For God, verse 6, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our what? In our hearts. You know, before we got born again, our hearts were full of darkness. But God can make light shine out of nowhere, right? I mean, he is light. And we're to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And in the context of this, if you go to verse 1, it says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, Bob was talking about this ministry of reconciliation last night, it says, as we have received what? Mercy. You know, and that's the God's merited judgment withheld, right? It's his desire to relieve the miserable. It's okay that we're broken, right? Because God puts us together. And the Spirit he's given us, there's nothing wrong with that, right? It's in earthen vessels, this treasure we have, this Holy Spirit we have. God knows that. That's why he's telling us this. But we get mercy, right? We've received mercy that we faint not, you know, and that's not to turn out a coward, right? Or not to be discouraged. Or not to be discouraged by our faults and our failings. They're always going to be around until Jesus Christ comes back, right? The point is to look to God and to recognize that we have this treasure. The excellency in verse 7, it's like, it's literally the word hyperbole, basically. If you're an English person or whatever, you know that's a figure of speech. It's an exaggeration, right? And it literally means to throw beyond, you know. And God can throw beyond what I got working here, right? Because in me is something much better than what you're looking at. So I don't need to worry. I'm not selling people to be just like me. Or to live the life that I've lived, right? I'm telling them about something that I've got going on with God. And the excellency of the power is with him. You know, it's here's what God has to offer. If you go to Psalm 96, so we don't need to preach ourselves. We shouldn't preach ourselves. Psalm 96, verse 1 says, O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Every day, and show forth is to publish, and it's actually, it's to bring good tidings. You know, it's what we have to tell people is really good, right? It's really good, right? Again, it's not me. It's God. It's how wonderful He is. It's what He's made available. It's that God isn't even mad at you, right? It's that Jesus Christ died for you. It's that you can have this because I'm an earthen vessel. You can see me, right? You can see, but God works with me. God works with me. And so verse 3, I'm going to declare His glory among the heathen as the nations, right? The people that don't know God. Declare His glory. To have glory is like to be of weight, right? It's substantial. There's substance to God. There's something we have. It's something real to offer, right? And we declare that. We tell people God's real, and it's not an idea that you can think about to make yourself feel better sometime. There's substance to this relationship that you can have with God, right? It will add weight to your life, right? It will add to you. And, you know, it means considerable or respectable, this glory. God is considerable, right? And we show that forth. It says day to day. We speak God's word, yes, for other people's benefit, right? And even for our own benefit, we've heard, right? But ultimately, why do we speak God's word? For God. You know, I've got kids. When they acknowledge any of what I've done for them, it makes it all worth it. And anyone in here with kids knows that. And if you don't have them, once you do, you're going to feel really bad like I do that you didn't do it more for your parents. So I try to now. I try to tell them. I try to tell my parents, thank you. You know, I always tell people that the best thing anybody ever did for me is teach me God's word. And that's what my parents did. It's not even close, right? It's not even close. We're supposed to declare God's glory, His wonders among all people, it says in verse 3. For the Lord is what? He's great. You know, and that's in quantity or quality, and God's got both. He's great, and He's greatly to be praised. He's to be feared. He's to be respected above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are nothings, is that word. All right? Everything else out there, God has substance, right? What we have to offer people is real. The other stuff, it's nothings, right? It's you get to the end of the road, and there's just nothing there. But God, the Lord, in verse 5, He made the heavens, right? You've got the nothings, and you've got made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary, you know. That's what you get when you hang out with God. That's what you get when you have a relationship with God. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Talk about how great He is, because that blesses Him, you know. He, just for no other reason than to put a smile on His face, we should tell people about what He's done for us. You know, that's basically all He gets out of this, you know, a thank you from us every now and then, and some credit for all He's done, you know, this gorgeous weather we've had, or this lady was talking to her kids about the rhododendrons here, you know, that's all Him. Everything we like is from Him. If our head's on straight. Anyway. Verse 8. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. He's owed it. Least we can do. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Uh-oh. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And that could be like, it's like in the glory of His sanctuary. Fear before Him all the earth. Say among the heathen, again, the people that don't know God, that the Lord, He's God's in charge, right? The Lord reigns. The Lord also shall be established. I'm sorry, the world also shall be or was established, that it shall not be moved, right? You're still here, right? I'm still here because God's wonderful. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. So we're not preaching ourselves. We're preaching this. That's something worth telling people about, right? That's something of substance. And God knows we're earthen vessels. It's fine. That's what he chose to work with. It's not my problem. It's not your problem. That's his problem, right? All we got to do is just talk about what's true. Tell it like it is. And how it is that God is great, loving, kind, wonderful, right? And that is going to bring substance to people's lives, right? So I'm praying. Thanks, God, for the rest of our day that we can glorify you in what we say and what we do. I thank you for everyone in this room and everyone we're going to be seeing down in the cafeteria, and that our hearts can be prepared to receive everything that you've prepared for us today. And I thank you for everyone who's going to be sharing the word, and that you bless them tremendously. And we're just really thankful to be here, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Love you.